Shalom aleichem, sweetie friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the pasuk in Kesef Talves Ami, and we saw a big yisod in the previous shiur, and that is that there are two aspects to this mitzvah. Number one is the mamonis aspect, that you have to lend money to the poor person, and number two, you're helping the gavra. He was chaser, he was lacking, and now you're filling that lacking. Now for the lending, you don't have to lose. That's why it's only lending. He has to give it back to you. But if he can't give it back to you, the pasuk says lo sielo kenosha. You can't be a nosha because then you're being tovea from the gavra, from the person, and the person has no obligations towards you. Only the money, if he has the money. But if he doesn't have the money, there's an iser of lo sielo kenosha. That is, in a very, very small nutshell, what we learned in the previous shiur. And now we're going to move on, based on this yisod, to continue understanding the pasuk. So the pasuk says, in kesef talves ami, sani mach, we asked about the different lashonos, ami, ani, later on reecha. So the explanation, based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Hagaon HaGadol of Rav Yitzchak Mazatzal, is as follows. That since the lova is ami, and memela, if he's my nation, this ani is imach, he's together with you, dainu, shehu kashur itcha, beyotchem, am echad, he's connected to you insofar as you are one nation, that obligates you to save him from his distress and to fulfill his need. So indeed there is no chiyuv of hefsein mamon. So we're not talking about staka here, we're talking merely about a halva. And because of this, you have to give him as a halva that has no hefsein mamon. And that's all in relationship to the mamon aspect. But there's another aspect, there's another element, that you filled his lacking, you filled his need, not just that you gave him money, which you're getting back, but the person was lacking, now the person has. So since he's, this ani, this imach, since he's with you, he's one with you, it's not shaykh to be tovea piron if he doesn't have. Because vis-a-vis, your relationship is being one, as being one nation, you're giving him a matana, you're not giving him a halva. The halva aspect is the mamonis. But what you did for the gavra, the imach, how the gavra is together with you, that you're giving him a matana. You're fulfilling his need as a matana. Again, the money itself, when you view the money, that's a halva. That has to be returned. But there's another aspect, which is a matana. And that is you're fulfilling his need. You're fulfilling his lacking, which since he's imach, he's ami, and memela he's imach. He's part of your nation. And memela this ani is one with you. So you have to give him, you're giving him a matana. And that means the matana is that you're fulfilling his lacking. You're being memali, his chisaron. That's the second aspect. After you gave him the money, now his chisaron was filled. And on that, there's no piron. That's a matana. That the gavra's needs were fulfilled. As far as the halva goes, he has to return it. But if he doesn't have to return it, you're not allowed to be tovea him, and I'll demand the money back, because as far as the gavra is concerned, you gave him a matana. It's very, very subtle, this distinction. There's a halva aspect and a matana aspect. The halva aspect is the money, but since he's imach, in kesef talves ami asani imach, since he's imach, he's one with you, you're also obligated to give him a matana. The matana is that you're mamali his chisaron. And because of this, lo lo kenosha, you can't be like a creditor. You can't demand the money back. Because there's no chi of piron for the gavra himself. And because of that, it says in the pasuk, ami v'ani imach. That's explaining the yisod hadin. The yisod hadin is that he's one with you. And then we asked why later on does it say re'echa, the next pasuk? Because there we're talking about the security, we're talking about the mashkon. That's not explaining anything. That's just describing the reality. So when the Torah was telling us the yisod hadin, it used the lashon of ani, ami, imach. And then weiter, when the Torah talks in the next pasuk about giving him the mashkon, as the pasuk says, that if you take this mashkon b'shas halva, that if you take this mashkon, as the Gemara says, shelo b'shas halva, k'shemagia zman piron. So the Torah tells you the din is ad bo hashemesh tishivenu elecha, tishivenu lo, you have to give it to him ad bo hashemesh. Why? Ki uksuso levado, because it's his garment, uksuso levado, ki simlasa laora b'mei yishkav. We explained the pasuk very beautifully in the previous shir. So here, we're not talking about the Yisod HaDin. The Yisod HaDin is because it's the Ami Imach. Now we're just describing what's going on. So he's called Re'echa, like the Torah always says Re'echa. Re'ehu Stam, one Jew vis-a-vis another Jew. So now we understand the different Hagdaras in the Shem Lovet. We have the Hagdara of Ami and Ani and Ami because he's one with you, and Mela, there's this, you give him the halva and also a matana, the matana that you're helping the gavra. And then the next pasuk, when it's not defining the chiyuv, it calls him re'eu, like he's always called re'eu. And from this comes the drush of the Gemara and the Mechilta that a person has to be makdim halvos Yisrael halvos akam baribis. Because as we explain, that there's a chiyuv to help someone else if there's no hefsid mamon. And there's going to be no hefsid mamon because there's a chi of piron alove. So again, there are two aspects. You're helping the gavra, and you're doing it in such a way that there's a chi of piron. You're not going to lose, in theory, if he has the money. And because of this, even though by a goy, you're going to be marviach the ribbis, because by a goy there is ribbis. Nevertheless, because of your chiyuv to help the gavra, the Yisrael, you have to be makdim. It's therefore the drush of the Gemara that we saw in the previous shiur, that you have to be makdim, the halvos Yisrael. The ami is kodem, you're makdim halvos Yisrael, halvos akum. Even though from the akum you would get ribbis. And it's learned from ami. Because what's Ami telling you? Ami is the Gavra. He's part of your nation. He's one with you. And since you have this special obligation towards this Gavra, he's going to be Kodem, he's going to precede the Goy. The Akum was not part of your nation. So that's the Drush of Ami Kodem. Even though you're losing out on the Ribbis, doesn't matter. Now we also understand the Lashon Im Kesef, Talveh. Even though it's a mitzvah, it's not a rishus. So what's Lashon of Im? Because based on what we explained, the Iker Chiddush of the Pasuk is on the Chiv to help the Gavra. And that's not a Halva, that's an Asina. Right? You're Memale the Chaser of the Gavra. You're Mosev on his Chisaron. You're adding on to what he's lacking. When he gets the Halva, and now the Gavra is going to be helped. And that aspect is a Matana. Insofar as, again, when he doesn't have what to pay, you can't go to the Gavra and demand it. You can only demand payment on the Mominus if he has it. And this Chiyuv only begins when you're not going to have a Hefsid. This Chiyuv to help the Gavra only starts when you're not going to have a Hefsid. And why are you not going to have this loss? Because it's a Chiyuv Piron of the Lova. And from this comes the result, as we explained in the previous share, of Lo Cielo Kenosha. You can't be a Nosha, you can't be like a creditor, because you have no right to demand from the Gavra what he doesn't have. So from this, you see that there must be a chiyuv mitzvah lahalvos. It has to be that it's a mitzvah, it's not just a rishus. Otherwise, if you weren't mechuyev be'ezras hagavra, through which this helping of this person is chiyuv matana, if there was no chiyuv matana, then the chiyuv would be klape the gavra, in other words your chiyuv klape the gavra in this chiyuv matana. Chiyuv matana that your mamali has chaser, that you have to help this gavra. And what's the way to do it? What are the means to do it? Through the halva, which is not a matana. But the halva is the means of helping the gavra. And that's proven by Lo Cielo Kenosha. Because if there was no chiyuv to help the gavra, there wouldn't be an issur of Lo Cielo Kenosha. Why not? Go and be Nosha. Demand your money back. Go to the Gavra, whether he has it or not, and say, you better give me my money back. But from the fact that you can't do that, from the fact that it's forbidden to be a Nosha, it must be that there's this Chiyuv Matana towards the person himself. Not dealing now with whether or not he has to give it back. If he doesn't have it, then he doesn't have to give it back. And then there's the other aspect, there's the halva aspect, which is now mukhrach. There has to be halva. Because how do you get to helping this gavra? Through the halva. And that's why it says im. Because there's no mitzvah in chiyuv mitzad kesef b'nesinaso. You don't have to give the kesef as a matana, because on this there's a chiyuv piron. But it's memela the person's mischayev mitzad the gavra, since there's no hefsid mamon. In other words, it starts like this: there's no hefsid mamon, and because it's only halva, so you have to give him this halva. And then there is now a matana also. What is the matana? The matana is because you're one, you're helping the gavra, you're fulfilling what the gavra lacks. And memela it says Lo Cielo Kenosha. That's the pasuk. Kesef tav esami. It's only halva. But it's Ami. He's one with you. So there's also the Matana aspect. He's Esani Imach. He's one with you. He's the same nation, same people. And Memelo Si Elokinoshi, you can't be a Noshe if he doesn't have the money. You can't be Tovet because you have this Chiyuv Matana to the Gavra. And you can't go to the Gavra and demand it back. But what's the means to this Matana? It comes about because of this Halva, because of these Mamanis. So the Im is going on the money. Mitzad the Kesef, there is no Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is Mitzad the Ani Imach. The Chiyuv is Mitzad the Ami. That's the Chiyuv Matana. Mitzad the Kesef, there's no Chiyuv Nesinas HaKesef because it's supposed to come back to you. So there you don't have to give. But this is a means, this halva that you're giving is a means to the matana. So mitzad the money, there's a chiyuv piron. Just that memela mischayv b'zeh mitzad agavra, since he doesn't have a hefsid, there's a chiyuv to give the money in the first place. That's the gather of this chiyuv. In other words, when you're giving it originally, it's in order to get it back. So the kesef is only together im, because the cheft of the mitzvah is not in the kesef. The kesef is only a totsah of the mitzvah and the chiyuv. That's chal mitzad the amiv ani imach. And since mitzad atzor, it's mochach that it's a mitzvah sasei, the gabe de la maisa of the halva. So you can say im, which is not a lashon of chiyuv. But ultimately we know that it is a chiyuv. So the im works on both levels. Gemara darshins that it's a chiyuv. But im means if. Why? Because mitzad atzmo, there is no chiyuv. Halva. It's only a totsah of your ani imach. Since he's with you, you have to be a mali yischisar and you have a chiyuv mitzad the gavra. And how do you fulfill that chiyuv mitzad the gavra? By giving him the halva. Ah, so that must also be a chiyuv. If there's a chiyuv mitzad a gavra, and the means to helping the gavra is the halva that you're getting back. But ultimately, the etzem mitzvah is the matana that you're helping the gavra. And memela this lo tielo kenosha, because you're one. You can't come as a nosha. But the means to that is the kesef halva. But that's not the cheftz of the mitzvah. The cheftz of the mitzvah is not the kesef of the halva. The cheftz of the mitzvah is milu chason chavecha, chisaron chavera. That he's imach. He's one with you. Which asks you to be a nosha, and which asks the neshach, as we explained in the previous year. That's why it says a lashon of im. Because if we're talking about the cheftz of the mitzvah, so then when we talk about a chiyuv, the money isn't the cheftz of the mitzvah. The cheftz of the mitzvah is the matana, and that and the money you're giving isn't supposed to be a matana, it's supposed to come back. Okay, so we have one more leg of this journey to understand the mitzvah of Im Kesef Talves Ami, and Amrit Hashem, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu. In the next shir, we will conclude, if Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the means, B'li Neder, Amen, ve amen, shalom, shalom, svidis, mas palavra.